From the newsroom of WBUR, I'm Daryl C. Murphy. Welcome to Consider This from Boston. We made it, folks. It's Friday, which means those plans you've been so stoked for are just a few hours away. Maybe it's trying that new restaurant you've been wondering about, going to a show, or kicking it with friends in some cool outdoor spot. Or maybe, like me, you just haven't had any time to decide what you're going to do with those two precious days off. So I hit up my colleague, Candace Springer. She's the assistant director of WBUR City Space, and she is always plugged into what's going on in the city. And she's here now to give us some suggestions as to how to make the most of our weekends. Candace, it is so awesome to have you here with us today. Thank you so much.
Hey, Daryl. This is like a delight to be here. How are you?
I'm chilling. Well, you know, chilling in theory. I'm in the closet hot as hell right now.
I think I have also joined you in a separate closet, so sweating as well.
Yes. So let's do this before we pass out from dehydration or heat
stroke.
Sounds good.
Or something. I'm ready.
All right. So let me kick this off by asking you, what are you doing this weekend?
Well, I guess I will counter with a question. Are you a fan of Shakespeare by any chance?
Who isn't?
Well, that's good to hear. I was ready for you to be like...
Aren't we all in some way, whether we know it or not?
I was ready for you to be like, no, and then I would convince you of where I'm going to be this weekend. But this weekend is your last chance to head to Boston Common to see Commonwealth Shakespeare Company's production of Much Ado About Nothing, which is probably my favorite Shakespeare comedy and love story. And, you know, this event is the perfect excuse to do a few things. First of all, it is a perfect excuse to go on a fancy picnic with all of your friends. Go get your wine. Just slip it in a little, you know, covert bag. Get your cheese.
Yes.
And have a nice picnic. Plus, it's free. So hang out and enjoy a free show. But the thing that I love about Commonwealth Shakespeare Company productions is that every year they take Shakespeare and they flip it on its head a little bit. So this year, this production, they are injecting new life by setting it in the 90s, which, I mean, I think I grew up in the 90s. You grew up in the 90s, right, Daryl?
Yes.
So I'm really excited to see how they sort of give it more of that like 90s urban vibe. And I'm also excited because it looks like they have taken the two main characters and they've gender flipped them. So both Benedict and Beatrice are going to be women in this production. So I think this is the perfect, if you've never seen Shakespeare before, this is like the perfect gateway to Shakespeare because they really sort of flip it on its head every year. And I definitely recommend that you go out and enjoy it.
Maybe I'll do that because I don't think I've ever seen or read Much Ado About Nothing.
Oh, really? Oh, you'll love it. You'll love it. There's, you know, there's comedy. There's like confusion. It's enemies turn lovers. There's, you know, a woman spurned. I mean, this is definitely the play for you, I think. It's got lots of drama.
Okay.
And a happy ending, of course.
Love drama. Love the drama. What else you got?
Okay. So, you know, if you want a bite to eat, you know, before or after going to the show, I have to recommend one place in Chinatown. It's called Taiwan Cafe. Have you ever been there?
I don't think so, no.
So Taiwan Cafe is probably my favorite place for soup dumplings in the city, but there is a special dish there that I need you to go and I need you to try.
All right.
It's these shredded potatoes with longhorn peppers. Man, it is so good. Spicy, hot, your mouth's going to be burning a little bit, but you will love it.
Is there anything for the folks who don't like spicy food or can't handle spice?
Oh, yeah. They got plenty of stuff. They've got all of your traditional Chinese dishes. So you can get your fried rice. You can get your, we love the sesame chicken. Love the sauteed pea shoots with garlic. There is plenty for everyone. Actually, you know, Mayor Wu actually tweeted the other day that she was there with their kids and they love it. So, you know, it's family friendly.
That's a serious endorsement right there. Okay, so we have a place to eat, and we have a nice, nice little play. What else is on your radar?
So one of the things that I'm really excited about is Coolidge Corner Theater is bringing back their Samurai Summer series, which they launched in 2021 as an homage to their history of programming Japanese films from the 70s and 80s. And this year, they're actually doing it up a little bit bigger. So they're going to pair classic samurai films like, you know, Kurosawa's The Hidden Fortress with Western movies that were influenced by samurai films like Tarantino's Kill Bill. And really, it's an effort to examine how the themes in samurai films are either interpreted or borrowed and, of course, even stolen.
Awesome. Awesome. And, you know, yeah, I might do that myself because I like some samurai movies.
Well, they're even doing Star Wars, too. I mean, they're really sort of showcasing how, you know, samurai elements can end up in films that you don't even think about, right? So those lightsabers, what were those?
I could see that.
Back
yeah.
in the day?
Yep.
Those were samurai swords, right?
I could definitely
right?
see that. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, so I'm going to make a note of that for myself. I have a question. How easy is it to sneak food into Coolidge Corners Theater? Because I'm going to walk there, so I'm passing all these bakeries and stuff. I might want to sneak a donut in or something like that, you know?
I hope they're not listening to this when I say this, because I love them. And you should support them at concessions, too. But it's pretty easy. They've got Otto right across the street.
Right?
You can maybe slip in, you know, a crepe from Paris Creperie while you're there. If you really want to get creative, they also have this new noodle bar across the street called Mecha. If you want to bring in some ramen or some pho, like, I would give you super brownie points if you could
sneak
that in.
Yeah, whoever is sneaking in ramen and pho into the theater, share your secrets, please. That is intense.
Tell us how you do it.
Okay, so Candace, I've been here almost a year. And I've done some exploring, you know. I'm a bit of a homebody, I gotta admit. But when I get out, sometimes I like to go and get something to eat.
Yeah, yeah. Tell me all about it.
Okay. Number one, Ali's Roti Restaurant in Mattapan.
Ooh.
It's a Trini restaurant, Trini food. I love Trini food. And what I went there for in particular was the bus up shot. It's roti. Roti is like, it's a dish with curry goat, curry chicken, and it comes in this wrap that's, oh my God, it comes in this wrap that's like buttery and yet kind of flaky, and it's just really delicious. But there's a certain type of roti where the wrap is basically shredded up, right?
Mm.
And, you know, you kind of pull it apart and you use it to pick up the food. You don't eat this with a fork. Do not eat it with a fork. You have to eat it with your hands or people will laugh at you. But yeah, so you just like tear pieces off and you eat the meat with it. And it's so delicious. And, you know, it was me and my partner. We made the trip out there. And I got to say, Ali's Roti Restaurant had a pretty solid bus up shot. I got to say.
That sounds amazing.
Have you been to this place? What do you think?
I haven't been there before, but I love roti, so I definitely need to go and check this out. And I love eating with my hands. Also, is this the place where I saw on Twitter you went with a white shirt and you came out clean?
Yes, I achieved the impossible that day. Yes, yes.
I am super impressed by that. You managed to eat curry and you came out clean. You should get a medal.
Listen, there's a lot of prayer involved in that meal. I said grace extra hard.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely going on my list, though, for sure.
All right. And of course, Daryl's Corner Bar and Kitchen. Now, of course, it might seem like I'm biased there, but I had to go check it out. And I felt like the brunch was pretty good. We went for a Sunday brunch. We had the fried chicken. We had the fried fish. We had the mac and cheese, you know. And it was good. I mean, it was like brunch, so kind of like all you can eat. The food was kind of sitting out, so like you had to be like careful like which pieces you pick because like some might have been a little more dry. You know, it's like you know how it goes.
You want that juicy piece of fried chicken in the back, you know, that sort of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So then we had a couple plates. Music was good. Drinks were good. They had the Uncle Nearest Old Fashions. I had to get that.
Yeah, and Daryl is like one of our Black-owned businesses that you should definitely be supporting and hitting up. So I'm glad you went there. I love that place, and you're making me want to go back. I haven't been there in a while.
Yes. Yes, that food is so good. And to note, like, that's one of the Black-owned restaurants, one of the few that serves food mm-hmm. and serves liquor. Like,
exactly.
Like, that's a separate episode.
We need more of those.
Yes, we
do. I know, right? Let's have a whole nother conversation about that.
Exactly. Okay, so this is all pretty dope, Candace.
Yeah, I think all of your food recs, too, people should definitely put them on their list. And can I make just, like, one tiny little plug for one more thing?
Please.
WBUR City Space is there and always available to you. We've got a ton of events happening. So come down and see us. Our fall season is actually getting announced on Monday. So we got a lot coming up that you're going to want to check out. Plus, we got events coming up with you, Daryl.
Yes, August 17th. Come through.
Yeah.
Me and Franny from the what is now called the Consider This podcast team will be there. Hosting and giving folks a look of what's to come in the future. And after that, we're going to sip some wine and enjoy some cheese and charcuterie.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to miss that. That's going to be so fun.
All right. So, Candace, thank you so much for coming through and sharing this and helping us plan our weekends. We have to take a quick break, but I have one more question for you after that. Is that all right?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
All right. So, Candace, you told us places to go, places to eat, watch a movie, enjoy a play, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us, where are some places we should avoid?
Ooh, that's so tough. Okay, I think I have a controversial answer for you. You ready?
Uh-oh. Love it. Let's go. Let's go. Let's get into the mess.
Okay. Someone is definitely going to come for my neck on this one, but the Barking Crab, y'all, that place is overrated. Do not go there.
Oh, no.
I'm so sorry to be taking money out of people's mouths, but child, believe me.
Why? What's wrong?
You know, it's just one of those places that I think is seen as a landmark in the city to get some good seafood. And, you know, I went there and I did not have the best experience. And I feel like you can get much better seafood in a lot of different places.
Damn.
Yeah, I know. It's rough. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, Barking Crab, but I had to do it to you.
Oh, man. But you know what? I think I'm going to try the Barking Crab for myself and report back.
Look at that, Daryl. Look at you being so generous. Love it. I love it.
Yo, Candace, thank you so much, man. This was so dope.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That's WBUR's Candace Springer. And that's all for today. This episode was produced by Franny Monahan with sound design from Matt Reed. It was edited by Amory Sievertson. And from the newsroom of WBUR, I'm your host, Daryl C. Murphy. I'll talk to you soon. You're obviously a podcast listener. Would you like this show, along with all of WBUR's best news stories of the day about Boston and the region, all in a podcast feed? I suggest you search WBUR News in your podcast app and hit subscribe. You'll be able to find just a local segment of Consider This, plus our best coverage in business, tech, politics, education, and arts culture, all in one place. Search WBUR News in your podcast app and hit subscribe.